The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody, the playoff special, because that means it is the best time of the year. The Stanley Cup playoffs are upon us, and they started fast and furious last night. We'll get to a lot of thoughts about last night's game, but I think if we learned anything last night, we saw in the first half of the game or so, and Alex, you'd probably agree, in the first period, the Panthers were all over Boston. They had 15 shots on net in the first period, really pressured them a lot. You saw that you can't take penalties against the Boston Bruins, and I think we also saw that the margin for error is so incredibly thin against a team that's that deep, that's feeling that good about itself, especially at home. But overall, the Panthers saw that they can hang with this team, and that's a lot of the sentiment that we've gotten hearing from Matthew Tkachuk last night after the game. Radko Gudas spoke to the media earlier. We're going to get to some of that later on, but the Panthers believe that they have what it takes to compete and hang with this Boston team, and that sets up a really big game two tomorrow.
Yeah, and you know, despite the scoreline, Panthers did get some good goaltending by Mr. Lion King, who I know he let one pass that he probably wished he had back, but he also made some incredible saves in the hockey game, and that's what it's always about, Doug. I mean, the Panthers have found a hot goaltender over the past couple of months, and you see teams that win playoff series and do it consistently. They do it with a hot goalie. There is, of course, one on the other side of the things, because not too many pucks get behind Ullmark in the Boston net, so hopefully it's a good goalie matchup the rest of the way as well.
Yeah, and it will be. And we saw last night the Panthers are really going to have to battle to beat Linus Ullmark. He had a heck of a season. And the Boston Bruins, when the chips are down, we saw in the third period, they can really insulate him pretty well, and they can really protect their own end pretty well. The Panthers had a tough time breaking through in the third period. As you mentioned, the Boston Bruins really clamped things down defensively. So Linus Ullmark's going to be tough to beat. The Bruins defensively are so structured. I don't think they get the credit they deserve for how defensively structured they are, because a lot of times it is the offensive numbers that get the headlines, and David Pastrnak was among the best offensive players in the league statistically this season, and the Bruins as a team scored over 3.5 goals a game. A lot of times that's what's going to stand out, that's what's going to get the headlines, that's what's going to be on the highlight shows every night. But the Boston Bruins only give up a shade over 2 goals a game, at least during the regular season. Last night held the Panthers to 1. Linus Ullmark made some big saves when he had to. But again, it was just a series are a feeling out process in some ways, early in series. And I don't think anybody expects this one to be over quickly either way. So there's still a long ways to go here in this one. And the Panthers showed some good battle last night. And I know they can't wait to get back on the ice coming up tomorrow night. And we've got a lot to cover here over the course of the hour.
We sure do. We're going to be talking playoff hockey for the next couple of hours here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Coming up, we're going to talk with Jeff Chychrun next segment, Bally Sports Florida analyst. We're going to talk with our pal, the Blonde Bomber, Bill Lindsay, in the second hour later on. We're going to hear a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Bill Zito joined Jameson and Doug. We'll have some post-game sound from last night later this hour from Paul Maurice and Matthew Tkachuk. Also in the second hour, we'll hear more from Paul Maurice as well as Radko Gudas as they spoke to the media earlier today. And Doug, I mentioned the name Matthew Tkachuk. Not surprising to see him get on the score sheet last night. It's what he's been doing all year. He gets his goal yesterday. It was an opportune goal for the Panthers at that point. Gigantic goal because the Bruins were up 2-0. It cut that lead in half. I'm sure it's not the last time we're going to see Tkachuk score in this playoff series. He's been fantastic all season long. And listen, the Panthers, they get into the postseason by the skin of their teeth. They're not getting there without Matthew Tkachuk. He's been fabulous this year.
Yeah, he's been outstanding, and it was good to see him get his first playoff goal in a Panthers uniform last night, and he was involved in every way, just like you'd expect to see out of every Panther. He's become such a big part of this team's identity this season, and we knew going back to the summer, when you get a guy like Matthew Tkachuk, there just aren't a ton of guys like him in the National Hockey League, and he makes you notice him every single shift on the ice. One way or another, he's going to make the opposition feel it. Last night, that was a slick move, cashing in off that turnover to get the Panthers on the board. At the time, pulled them back to within 1. Of course, Boston would get an insurance marker and ultimately go up 3-1. That's how the score would end. But at the end of the game, when the final horn sounded, I know it was a win for Boston. Boston, but playoff series take more than one win. And at the end of it, there was a little bit of a scrum. There was Matthew Tkachuk right in the middle of it, having words with a lot of different members of the group over there on the Boston side. So, again, he was involved emotionally. His intensity is infectious, and offensively, he chipped in with the lone Panthers goal. So he had a big game last night, and I would expect to see that consistently throughout the series.
Yeah, Tkachuk is somebody you want on your team every single night of the regular season, but especially for the postseason. He's built for that, Doug, when you think about how much hard work he does on both ends of the ice and just how physically he plays. And I think that's one of the things that no matter how many years I watch postseason hockey, it's always like a bit of a culture shock when you turn into that first game, because hockey's a physical game and there are hard hits all 82 games of the regular season, but things just get amped up to a different level in the playoffs. And I know one of the parts of the attitude that Paul Maurice wanted to instill on this Panthers team is he wanted them to, you know, to have some of that playoff intensity all throughout the regular season, to be ready for that when the playoffs start. Because, you know, you can have a team, and the Panthers obviously had a ton of success in the regular season last year. They won the President's Trophy. They were the one seed, you know, didn't make that Stanley Cup run that we were hoping for last season. So maybe this year, this is a team that might come alive a little bit more in the playoffs than they did in the regular season.
Yeah, the Panthers were playing a playoff brand down the stretch, and their record since the turn of the new year, we've talked about this quite a bit, their record since the turn of the new year was pretty comparable to, for example, Toronto's record since the turn of the new year, and Toronto's viewed as a cup contender. But I think more so than the way the Panthers racking up wins in the second half, it was the way they were doing it. We saw them really finding their footing. They were starting to get comfortable being uncomfortable, I think, as the schedule was such a grind there in the month of January. And this team battled through some adversity, had some key players in and out. This team was on the road so much in the month of January, and during what I think a lot of people would say was their most difficult stretch of the season, they really started playing their best hockey, and they found a game that they can replicate, and we saw that really grow as the season went on. So down the stretch, yeah, the Panthers did catch fire late, 6-1-1 those final eight. They had the six-game win streak. That was a lot of what really propelled them into a playoff spot, and they were winning games the right way, and they were doing it with good goaltending. They were great on the penalty kill. They were clamping down defensively. You saw what Alex Lyon did in that last eight-game span. Sure, he was making good saves, but he was getting some help from some support from his team as a defensive unit as well. The Panthers were playing a brand of hockey that they can replicate, that they can feel good about, that's going to be the kind of hockey you're going to need to play in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Boston, they're pretty good at it too. We've seen them, a team with pedigree as well. They've got some guys with Stanley Cup rings throughout their lineup, including guys that were a part of their Stanley Cup team back in 2011, who've just managed to continue to be impact players over the years and continue to be a part of that core there. But the Boston Bruins, they're a solid hockey team. The Panthers, though, not your typical eight seed. The way that they've been playing and the way they've shown they can play, and we saw a lot of it in game number one. The Panthers liked how they started the game up until the later stages of the second period. They were down a goal on the road against a team that just set a bunch of records during the regular season with 135 points, 65 wins. They were right there last night. So there was a lot to feel good about. As much as the defeat stings, there was a lot to feel good about, and a lot the Panthers can build on with that performance a night ago.
You brought up a couple of really important points in the intro, Doug. How the margin for error is so slim against a team like Boston, especially in Boston. You're going to have some cracks in Florida during this series, of course, but the importance of even strength and staying that way as much as possible, Doug, because a couple of stats I noticed that Jameson Olive pointed out on his five takeaways at FloridaPanthers.com. You know, the Panthers, they looked really good at even strength, and the stats back that up. When in 5-on-5, they led 61-51 in shot attempts, 29-23 in shots on goal, 33-25 in scoring chances. I'm not a huge analytics guy, Doug. I'm more of an eye test guy, but the Panthers did lead in expected goals against Boston. Like, I look more at goals than expected goals, mm-hmm. but the Panthers did lead in that department. So, you know, a lot of the metrics looked pretty good for the Panthers, and if nothing else, it paints a picture that this is going to be a really competitive series for, you know, the next 4 to 6 games.
Yeah, it shows they're right there, and it shows that with a couple of bounces their way, it could have been a different outcome last night. And it's one of those games, I'm the same way, you can't go totally on the analytics side of things, but when the eye test and the analytics tend to correspond, that's a good thing, because you mentioned right there in those numbers, the Panthers led in the shot attempts and the expected goals. Just from watching the game, and you'd probably agree with me, especially through the first couple of periods, and I'd even say during the third period, granted Boston clamped things down defensively so well, there wasn't a lot the Panthers were able to get going, but it just felt like the Panthers had the puck more. It felt like they had the puck in the offensive zone more than the Boston Bruins did. It felt like a lot of the and there was a point in the game where the Panthers were out shooting Boston by, you know, a 9-11 shot margin, something like that. And Linus Ullmark was leading in, you know, he had more saves quantity-wise than Alex Lyon did. But I said it on the air. Linus Ullmark had made more saves than Alex Lyon did, but Alex Lyon had built the better highlight reel. Boston's chances were more of the quick strike variety, whereas the Panthers felt like they had the puck more in the hockey game. Boston was just keeping a lot of it to the outside and insulating their goaltender and making things easy on him. But it felt like the Panthers had the puck a lot, so that's a good starting point, and that's something they're going to be able to build on.
Yeah, I think when you're facing a goaltender like Ullmark, the emphasis moving forward, it's going to be quality over quantity in the scoring chances, because, you know, the Panthers statistically did create more of them. Not only the XG, which I guess is a metric for quality, so maybe that disproves my point here a little bit, but the Panthers did have the overall edge in shots on goal as well at 32-29 in the game. But, you know, in this one, obviously you need a volume of shots to create quality opportunities, but I think, Doug, just creating some more quality chances is what you need against a quality goaltender like this.
Yeah, and I think getting to the net, creating those potential deflections, things like that, that's where the Panthers really, really can thrive. And Paul Maurice liked the way they were getting down near the goal crease last, especially early in the game. So that's something that certainly has been a note and a point of emphasis. I'd imagine something that the Panthers are really going to be preaching and striving for in game two is to try and just create as much traffic and make life as difficult on Linus Ullmark as they possibly can, specifically right there in the blue paint, because he is truly, sounds cliche, he is one of those goalies. If he can see the puck, he's probably going to stop the puck. So the Panthers are going to have to try and find ways to create those deflections. And fortunately, they have the personnel to be able to create things like that. Matt Tkachuk and Sam Reinhart are both, for example, all world in that department, being able to deflect pucks. So I'm sure those will be a couple of guys that are called upon to get down near the goal mouth area, those dirty areas, as they like to say, tomorrow night for game number two, which, by the way, is a 7:30 start. And we should mention, everybody, Alex, tomorrow's game two will be over on AM 790, so you can catch it on 790 tomorrow night. Be back on 560 WQAM for Friday's game three and Sunday's game four, but tomorrow over on 790 you can catch us. 7 o'clock network pregame, but we'll have the 30 minutes of local bonus pregame beginning at 6:30 p.m. Kevin Rogers and I will have that for everybody. But just a little housekeeping note there for the folks who want to tune in tomorrow. 790 is your place to tune in for game two live from Boston. About 24 hours from now, Alex will be getting things going for that.
That's right, and that's going to be a great pregame. I love it. Gets me so pumped for the games coming up, and we've got a busy show still to come, my friends. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Bally Sports Florida analyst Jeff Chychrun, who's going to help us break down not only what we saw last night, but how the rest of this series is going to shape up. As your Florida Panthers are in the Stanley Cup playoffs, this is our Panthers playoff special on AM 560 Sports WQAM.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Celsius Essential Energy Drinks Panthers. Playoff Special on AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Florida Panthers Playoff Special here on AM 560 Sports, WQAM. Alex Dono alongside Doug Plagans, and let's bring in former NHL player helping us break down the Stanley Cup playoffs, and he's also a Bally Sports Florida analyst. You know him, you love him. Jeff Chychrun is with us. Jeff, good evening, sir. How are you?
Alex, thanks for having me on. I'm doing great. Looking forward to watching a little hockey here. I actually have to go pick up my son at the airport here shortly, although the gas supply may not make it there tonight. It's a lot easier staying home watching the playoffs here tonight.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And so, Jeff, you know, the Panthers, they're behind the eight ball, down one game to none, but, you know, that was in Boston. If they can get one tomorrow night, they've taken home ice advantage. It's a whole different series. So what were your biggest takeaways from game one, and what did you learn about the way these two teams are going to match up?
Right. Well, I think the styles of play they try to implement is quite similar, quite frankly. All, you know, we talked all year long how, you know, Paul Maurice and his staff, you know, right from day one of training camp, they talked a lot about, you know, a lot of the diligent work they're doing, like 3 feet from the boards, you know, being on the right side of the puck, all those things, all those catchphrases we use all year, being strong defensively and learning to grind and being comfortable. The Bruins do all that stuff, and they're very comfortable doing it. They also excel on the special teams of power play. Their PK is off the charts. And I think the Panthers, that's the game plan they like to implement as well. They want to be tough to play against. They want to be comfortable grinding it out. When their power play is clicking, you know, their advanced stats is very good. Their expected goals is very good. And when their PK got going sort of in January, that's when their team really started to play better, play with much more consistency, I found. And they weren't really playing that all-out pace game, chasing the goals type of game. So, short story, last night I thought 5-on-5, the Panthers were really good and had some opportunities. Just, you know, Tkachuk scored on sort of the breakdown by Orlov and took advantage of that. They created a lot of chances. Special teams, you know, you can't take those two penalties early in the game and sort of set you back early like they did last night.
And Jeff, just looking at the game last night with the way the Boston Bruins early on felt like the Panthers had some really good chances early on. They had 15 shots on goal in the first period. What did you notice as the game went on, as the Bruins really seemed to clamp things down? In the third period, they didn't give up a whole lot. Felt like the Panthers had the puck a lot, but the Bruins really were able to insulate their goaltender. It seemed like they kept a lot to the outside. What did you notice in the way maybe Boston adjusted as the game went on?
Yeah, that's exactly it, Doug. I thought third period, you know, we kept talking about, you know, you see the great teams in this league, when they're offensively, when their prowess is really kicking in, they really take advantage of the middle of the ice. They're able to get there, get to those tough areas. Boston does a great job of boxing out. I mean, flat out. There's not a lot of room in that area. I know the Panthers, when they're scoring, they're doing a great job in those areas last night, and maybe it was just the first night. You know, like you said, Doug, 5-on-5, I thought they did a great job, and they made opportunities. Unfortunately, there was a lot of sort of perimeter stuff. You know, just some of my notes early in the game, you know, they were getting their point shots. The defensemen were activating. They had the 15 in the first period. I thought that Lundell, Tkachuk line, loose try, they had about two shifts in that first period where they really dominated down low and made the Bruins go back and play those tough minutes, going back to get pucks face into glass, made them work hard. But I think the end result was they didn't make Ullmark work hard enough, right? So you saw that play where Pasternak sort of had that one-on-one play with Ekblad, and he had to take the penalty. I think there's similar situations that happen in hockey games in front of the net, in the middle of the ice, where goalies almost have to defend one-on-one. You know, whether there's a defenseman there sort of helping box out, there's a lot of high traffic areas that, you know, you get Barkov in one-on-one on the goaltender, you get Matthew Tkachuk in one-on-one goal appearance. Not even when you're taking the, you know, screening his eyes, but just making those plays down low. I don't think they made Ullmark work hard enough, consistently enough last night. And as you said, Doug, a lot of it was from the perimeter.
And Jeff Chychrun, Valley Sports Florida Panthers analyst, here with us on our Panthers playoff special. And in mentioning that, we know Matthew Tkachuk is all-world at deflecting pucks. We can say the same thing about Sam Reinhart. I guess going off of that there, Chick, how do you make things as difficult as possible on Linus Ullmark, knowing that there is going to be a price to be paid out there because Boston has some big, strong defensemen? They went with kind of a heavier lineup, dressing Forbert instead of Grizzlick, for example, last night to maybe play that kind of game out in front of the net. How do you make things tougher on Linus Ullmark?
Yeah, you really just have to go to those areas. And you're right, they did put Forbert in there for that specific reason. They like the way he defends, boxes out, and is physical, and like his penalty kill. It's just a matter of being committed to going to those areas. You know, there's no easy way. Like you have to skate in straight lines, and you have to attack the defender. You have to attack the goaltender. And if you're committed to do those things, I mean, let's be honest. I think Matthew Tkachuk's post-game comments, he said there were some things we really liked about our game for a period of time. But you have to be consistent with that commitment and play the 60 minutes, make those Bruins defend harder. And, you know, I was impressed the fact that they got behind early, that Pastrnak, the power play goal, they had taken a couple penalties early, but they didn't watch the Boston Bruins. A lot of times, you know, against a great club like that, you watch them skate and you watch them do their thing, and then all of a sudden you're down 2-3 goals. That wasn't the case yesterday. That the Marchand goal was, you know, that's sort of a one-off, I think, particularly the way they Alex Lyon has played. But I think, like you said, you have to go to the net, you have to drive and be committed to fight through those big bodies, that big defensive structure that they had, and just enforce your will upon them. And then all of a sudden you may get some breaks. You know, talking to Eddie last night, we said, like, you know, you got to get, sometimes make it simple. Take one step to the middle and get the shots from the point. And I think defensemen today, there's so many shots that are blocked. They almost get discouraged by it. And so you're always looking to defer and throw the puck up the half wall or, you know, around the perimeter and hope that person has an open lane. Sometimes I just want to see it. Those guys got big bombs, you know, wind up, and you're either going to, one of two things are happening. You're going to hurt someone that's blocking the shot, or it's going to get tricky. You're going to have a shot on goal and hopefully have some traffic in front. But long-winded, yeah, just got to be committed to enforce your will on those defensemen. And whoever wants it most, it's tough work, is going to win the series.
Have a couple things off what you just said there. Jeff Chychrun here with us on our Panthers playoff special. And you mentioned getting those shots through from the point. Aaron Ekblad was really active, especially early in last night's game offensively. And as the game went on, he even threw one of the hardest hits in the game last night, too. He had a really active night there in game one in Boston. But near the end of the regular season, too, seemed like he really got on a good offensive run. What'd you notice from him maybe different late in the season as far as, you know, he was getting on the score sheet quite a bit. And then last night, it seemed like, again, he was really firing last night early on. And it just looked like he was feeling really good offensively.
Yeah, and that's such a key for them because you log such big minutes. I mean, who knows, over the course of a year, you can have some certain nicks, some certain injuries that are just limiting your ability to perform 100% to your talent. And actually, he just looks comfortable again, which is a really good thing for the Panthers. I've always talked about how he's one of the best in the business, in my opinion, and finding those shooting lanes. I think he had 17 goals as a rookie. And I've always been so impressed with his ability to maybe take that one step to the left or one step to the right and get pucks on net. And like you talked about last night, he looks physical too. And that's, you know, he's a big body, doesn't have to go out there and play nasty, but just be a heavy presence out there to make it difficult on, you know, I talked a lot about their third line even last night, but make it difficult on, you know, some of those left wingers, the Marchand, Bertuzzi, Hall, those guys are all coming. Even Nick Foligno, they've got so much experience on that left side. If that right defenseman's able to really stand them up and box them out, it really makes a big difference. So combining his defensive stature with some of that ability to jump up and be the fourth or fifth guy in the attack. There's just a number of things where Ecky can have a real positive impact on this series.
Jeff Chychrun here with us, and something that's more of really just a broad question here, and you played the game. You could probably explain this. You played the game at the highest level. You could probably explain this much better than I can. I've tried to tell people numerous times in the past, you cannot measure the intensity of a playoff series in hockey. It's just, there's nothing like it as far as I'm concerned in sports, the intensity level that you get in a hockey playoff series. What is it? Because you always hear people say, you know, they love playoff hockey. Playoff hockey just goes to another level. You lived it. You played it. What is the biggest difference you notice? Maybe for somebody who's just a casual observer of the sport, what is the biggest difference when you get out there in a playoff series where it feels different than the regular season? What is it that you notice?
Yeah, well, everything flows downhill, right? So if your best players are your best players at playoff time, and again, it's an 82-game season, so they go through all kinds of, you know, trials and tribulations. So when you get into playoffs, it always seems the teams that win Stanley Cups are the teams that have their best players, their stars are performing. So when those guys are performing, increasing that intensity to their greatest level, it just pushes everybody up, or as I said, flows downhill, because everybody's kind of caught in that current, and it just, everybody has to perform that much harder. We talk about how hard winning is, but when your leaders lead and they push the envelope, they push the intensity level, something that they all try to do for 80 games, but there's just too much, you know, there's just too many things going on throughout the calendar year. But when they can focus on increasing their intensity level in a seven-game series, going against the same people every night, and it's you against them, and it's win or go home, that's sort of how I think the intensity just picks up. I remember playing in Pittsburgh, and when Mario Lemieux came in, remember we were down 3-0 in Washington, and looked like we were done in the first round. Mario just decided it was time to play, and he just picked it up, and everybody just followed. It sort of just lifts everybody up, and here goes our best guy. We better follow because we're not going to be left in the dust. It's an interesting amazing dynamic, Doug.
Yeah, and I was telling Doug, you know, earlier that every year it's like a culture shock. Like, you know, watching all these regular season games, which are super intense, but it's just on another level when the playoffs begin. We're joined here by Jeff Chychrun, Bally Sports Florida Panthers analyst. Jeff, before we let you run, what are your keys for tomorrow night if the Panthers are going to even this thing up?
Well, you know, I talked yesterday. I think 5-on-5, you know, they have to find a way to generate. I think if they get one goal, that's good. I think they need to get more than one. I think they need to get a little production from the third and fourth line. Anything those two groups can chip in is going to be huge. And obviously, the big one against Boston, you know, discipline. Their power play is so good. You can't afford to feed their offense, so be smart about it. And, you know, that overall game, discipline, team defense, and stay out of the box. There's so many things. Boston, they look so comfortable playing however Florida wanted to play. Yes, even when it looked like Florida was really dominating for parts of the game, they just look so comfortable. So you can't give that team an inch. So almost as perfect a game as you can play is almost what's going to be necessary.
Well, that's well said. Jeff, thank you so much for taking the time. Enjoy the game tomorrow night.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Really good stuff there. Jeff Chychrun. Yeah, Bally Sports Florida analyst. And when we come back, we're going to hear from Paul Maurice and from Matthew Tkachuk from postgame last night and get some thoughts on what has to happen in game two. So huge thanks to Jeff Chychrun. Bill Lindsay is going to be joining us later on in the show. This is the Florida Panthers playoff special on AM 560 Sports WQAM.
Time for more of the Celsius Energy Drinks Panthers playoff special on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Florida Panthers playoff special here on AM 560 Sports WQAM. Alex Dono alongside the voice of the Florida Panthers, Doug Plagans. It was really nice to hear from Jeff Chychrun in the previous segment. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk with the blonde bomber, Bill Lindsay, and we're also going to hear from Bill Zito in that next hour. We're going to hear from Panthers players and coaches before we even get to any of that. And, you know, Doug, I thought Chick laid it out pretty well, what it's going to take for the Panthers to succeed tomorrow night, and it is a super important game, and both sides know that. Boston saw how difficult it was to get by the Panthers in that first game and so far take care of their home ice advantage, but if the Panthers can get that win tomorrow night, it's anyone's series, and the Panthers essentially steal home ice advantage the rest of the way, so everything is on the line tomorrow night in Game 2.
Yeah, there was a lot to build on last night. We'll get some sound coming up here in a moment. There was a lot to like in last night's game, and it was close. You know, the Panthers, they fell in Game 1. They're down 1-0, but it's not as if they went out and lost, 7-1 last night. This was a 2-1 game late in the second period. The Bruins were able to, you know, Jake DeBrusk found a puck laying on Alex Lyon's pad. He just happened to be the first one to locate it, tapped it in a scramble out in front. They got up 3-1 there, and then there was no scoring the rest of the way. So this was a close game, and the Panthers had all those shots in the first period. If something had fooled Linus Ullmark early and the Panthers had gotten the first goal, then or had been able to tie it at 1 in the first period, who knows how things could have looked after that. So this was a close game, 1-0, Boston leading the series. And just a reminder, folks, tomorrow, 7:30, on AM 790, that's where you can check out all the action on the Panthers radio network. We'll have all the Game 2 coverage for you. 6:30, the extended pregame begins. We'll hit our network pregame at 7 o'clock, and we'll drop the puck shortly after 7:30. And then on Friday, Game 3, the series will shift back to Sunrise. FLA Live Arena will be the site of Game 3, 7:30 start time coming up on Friday. And then Game 4 will be Sunday at 3:30 in the afternoon. So that's how the upcoming schedule looks. If necessary, Game 5 would be in Boston on the 26th at a time to be determined. Game 6 would be back in Sunrise on the 28th at a time to be determined, and then also at a time to be determined. Game 7 would be back in Boston on April 30th. So that's how the rest of the schedule for the series lines up. Let's get some of the sound from last night after the game. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice first with some overall thoughts on the Game 1 loss.
I would say it was a reasonably physical game. I didn't think it was a really physical game for playoff hockey. Like the front half of our game, even though we were at 2-0 at one point, probably better than the third. I think that we did some good things in the offensive zone. I think we gave up 3 or 4 solid chances off kind of aggressiveness and some decision making, and I think we can fix that. I think that's solvable for us. And then we'll look at some places that we can probably execute a little better in terms of how we move the puck. I think we've given up 12 even straight shots through 2 periods. There weren't a lot of penalties in the game, so it's going to be a 5-on-5 series, and I think based on the way the first one was played. So some good there. I didn't feel that we had, there was one at the end of the third, but a tremendous amount of extended zone, D-zone time in our end of the ice. We were able to battle some pucks out. I think both teams are probably going to look at that neutral zone and think there are places they could have moved the puck a little bit differently. It got the ping pong there for a little bit in the neutral zone. We'll get better. Yeah.
Well, the Panthers head coach Paul Maurice there with some thoughts on the Game 1 loss last night. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice again. Said he liked how they got to the front of the Boston net, especially early.
Yeah, I thought that was the strength of our game, especially in the first 30 minutes until it went 3-1. We were able to get some chaos in front of their net. And I thought our defense, especially early on, did a great job of getting pucks through into the net. I think we can make a few adjustments on our positioning there to give us just a chance to get to some more rebound chances and things. But that part was probably the strength of our game tonight.
It's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice there talking about getting that traffic to the front of the net. Here is Matthew Tkachuk of the Panthers last night after the game. Some post-game comments, his takeaways from the Game 1 loss in Boston.
Yeah, I mean, it's always difficult playing any team when you're trailing, but I thought we start the game actually came with some good energy and then took a couple penalties. They got all the energy and then thought we played really well the rest of the first. And I think as the game went along, I thought we played I don't want to say solid game, but there were parts of our game that were good. And I feel like they got a little bit better as it got on, especially when you have a 2-goal lead. Like it's easier to play. You're playing a little bit safer, and they packed it in pretty good on us. But I'm confident in our team, in our game, and seeing a lot of things that I think we can hang with these guys. And I was happy with some parts of our game, and others we can definitely. I thought like when we were getting in and using the back of the net and using our points and getting them through, creating havoc at the net front, that's when we were getting some pretty good second and third opportunities. But with saying that, we have to be, I think, a lot better at both ends of the net, both nets, in front of ours and in front of theirs. But it's just, I think that comes down to like one-on-one battles and something that we can definitely fix. Some of the puck play was a little choppy. Maybe that was a little bit of nerves, but I think both teams feel the same thing.
Matthew Tkachuk of the Panthers right there. And I think that was the big thing, Alex. The Panthers had enough going there in game one, even though they lost, that anything that did go wrong is fixable for game two. They were that close in this one, and that's going to be the case. The margin for error is just that razor thin. We talked about it right out of the gate, right off the top of the show here tonight. But Matthew Tkachuk there with some comments post-game from the loss last night. We'll hear from Paul Maurice and Radko Gudas coming up in just a little bit after the top of the hour. But those were some comments from last night post-game, Alex.
And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the rest of the NHL playoff picture. Doug and I will each give you a series to watch. You do have some series starting this evening. And, of course, it's a great, great time of year with the Stanley Cup playoffs. Our Florida Panthers taking on the Boston Bruins. Panthers did drop Game 1 in Boston 3-1. They'll have a chance to even up the series tomorrow night on AM 790 with a 7 o'clock pregame and a puck drop at 7:30. Keep it locked right here. Florida Panthers playoff special on AM 560 Sports WQAM.
Time for more of the Celsius Energy Drinks Panthers playoff special on AM 560 Sports WQAM. FM 99.9 HD2. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to our Florida Panthers playoff special here on AM 560 Sports WQAM. Alex Dono and Doug Plagans, your Florida Panthers locked up in a big series with the Boston Bruins. Game 2 is going to be tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. with a 7 o'clock pregame time. That game can be heard on AM 790. And Doug, we wanted to take a look at a couple of other series to watch in these Stanley Cup playoffs. And this first round is always so exciting because so many teams are in the mix and in the dance. I'm a big Eastern Conference guy. I'm a big Atlantic Division guy. And I think that what just started there about midway through the first period of Game 1 could be a pretty epic series in these playoffs. I'm looking at the Tampa Bay Lightning, who, by the way, have just taken a 2-0 lead against the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's such an interesting series, Doug, because Maple Leafs had the better regular season. Tampa Bay hasn't looked great the last couple of months, but it's so hard to go against their experience. Right, all the Stanley Cups, all the Stanley Cup winners that are on that roster, and the Maple Leafs, and they could still come back and win this thing tonight. They were favored to take Game 1 at home ice. They have home ice advantage in this series, but for Maple Leafs fans, every year it's, is this our year? This is our year, right? And then Tampa Bay is just such a brick wall in this postseason for anybody who goes up against them. They've already got a couple goals in this one with 12 minutes to go in the first period. Belmar scored just a minute 18 into the hockey game. Sorelli just scored to make it 2-0 at the 7:18 mark. So this is a series I'm going to be fascinated by, Doug, because I think a lot of people may have been going in the Leafs direction before this series started, but I never rule out Tampa Bay with what they've been able to do for the last several years.
They know how to dial it in, and the Tampa Bay Lightning, even though they kind of limped to the finish line this year in the National Hockey League standings, they were very so-so by their standards down the stretch. And the other thing is, this was the one series that we knew was coming for a long time. All the other playoff races really took the full 82 games to fully take shape, but Tampa Bay and Toronto meeting in the first round was kind of a foregone conclusion from about December on. So this one was on the radar for a while. This is going to be an interesting one, no doubt about it. I'm going to highlight a different series, but for a similar reason. There's a ton of pressure on the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's something you can't understate. Same thing can be said for the Edmonton Oilers. There's a ton of pressure on them, and they lost in overtime last night to the Los Angeles Kings. So that's why I'm looking at the Oilers and the Kings as a first-round series to keep an eye on outside of this Panthers-Bruins series. But I think it's for that reason. Same reason there's a lot of pressure on Toronto. There's a lot of pressure on Edmonton. The star players that are there, they've had some regular season success, but they haven't been able to get to a cup final with the group that they have. But they played some of the best hockey in the league down the stretch. They made some savvy moves leading up to the deadline, shored up their defense. We'll see if their goaltending can hold up. Stuart Skinner's been good, especially in the latter portion of the season. But L.A., you mentioned experience and the value of it. Anze Kopitar had a huge game last night for L.A. and helped carry them to a victory in Game 1. The Kings are not going to be an easy out. They shored up their goaltending prior to the deadline, but there's a lot of pressure on the Edmonton Oilers, and that's part of the reason I'm keeping an eye on that series.
No doubt about that. We'll put our eye back on the Florida Panthers and Boston Bruins when we return. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to hear from our pal Bill Lindsay, the Blonde Bomber. The Bills are due next hour because Bill Zito is going to be on as well. We're going to hear his segment from Territory Talk. And when we come back, we're going to hear from Paul Maurice and Radko Gudas. Florida Panthers and Boston Bruins will play Game 2 tomorrow night. Panthers will look to even up the series at 1 in Boston. 7:30 p.m. face-off, 7 o'clock pregame time. The game tomorrow can be heard on AM 790 with Doug and Bill on the call. Kevin Rogers doing the studio hosting for that. Actually, 6:30. Doug, it's an extended pregame tomorrow, right? I should have highlighted that. How about that? 6:30
we'll start the local pregame. 7 o'clock, the network pregame. Puck drops shortly after 7:30. Tune to AM 790, and either way, you'll be covered all the way through.
That is a beautiful thing. So we'll hear from Paul Maurice, the head coach, and Radko Gudas when we come back. Florida Panthers playoff special on AM 560 Sports WQAM.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Time for more of the Celsius Energy Drinks Panthers Playoff Special on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Florida Panthers Playoff Special here on AM 560 Sports WQAM. Alex Dono alongside the voice of the Florida Panthers, Doug Plagans. It was really nice to hear from Jeff Chychrun in the previous segment. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk with the Blonde Bomber, Bill Lindsay, and we're also going to hear from Bill Zito in that next hour. We're going to hear from Panthers players and coaches before we even get to any of that. And, you know, Doug, I thought Chick laid it out pretty well, what it's going to take for the Panthers to succeed tomorrow night, and it is a super important game, and both sides know that. Boston saw how difficult it was to get by the Panthers in that first game and so far take care of their home ice advantage, but if the Panthers can get that win tomorrow night, it's anyone's series, and the Panthers essentially steal home ice advantage the rest of the way, so everything is on the line tomorrow night in Game 2.
Yeah, there was a lot to build on last night. We'll get some sound coming up here in a moment. There was a lot to like in last night's game, and it was close. The Panthers, they fell in Game 1. They're down 1-0. But it's not as if they went out and lost, 7-1 last night. This was a 2-1 game late in the second period. The Bruins were able to, Jake DeBrusk found a puck laying on Alex Lyon's pad. He just happened to be the first one to locate it, tapped it in a scramble out in front. They got up 3-1 there, and then there was no scoring the rest of the way. So this was a close game, and the Panthers had all those shots in the first period. If something had fooled Linus Ullmark early and the Panthers had gotten the first goal, then or had been able to tie it at 1 the first period, who knows how things could have looked after that. So this was a close game, 1-0, Boston leading the series. And just a reminder, folks, tomorrow, 7:30, on AM 790. That's where you can check out all the action on the Panthers radio network. We'll have all the Game 2 coverage for you. 6:30, the extended pregame begins. We'll hit our network pregame at 7 o'clock, and we'll drop the puck shortly after 7:30. And then on Friday, Game 3, the series will shift back to Sunrise. FLA Live Arena will be the site of Game 3, 7:30 start time coming up on Friday. And then Game 4 will be Sunday at 3:30 in the afternoon. So that's how the upcoming schedule looks. If necessary, Game 5 would be in Boston on the 26th at a time to be determined. Game 6 would be back in Sunrise on the 28th at a time to be determined. And then also at a time to be determined, Game 7 would be back in Boston on April 30th. So that's how the rest of the schedule for the series lines up. Let's get some of the sound from last night after the game. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice first with some overall thoughts on the Game 1 loss.
I would say it was a reasonably physical game. I didn't think it was a really physical game for playoff hockey. Like the front half of our game, even though we were at 2-0 at one point, probably better than the third. I think that we did some good things in the offensive zone. I think we gave up 3 or 4 solid chances off kind of aggressiveness and some decision making, and I think we can fix that. I think that that's solvable for us. And then we'll look at some places that we can probably execute a little better in terms of how we move the puck. I think we've given up 12 in straight shots through 2 periods. There weren't a lot of penalties in the game, so it's going to be a 5-on-5 series, I think, based on the way the first one was played. So there's some good there. I didn't feel that we had, there was one at the end of the third, but a tremendous amount of extended zone, D-zone time in our end of the ice. We were able to battle some pucks out. I think both teams are probably going to look at that neutral zone and think there are places they could have moved the puck a little bit differently. It got to ping-pong there for a little bit in the neutral zone. We'll get better. Yeah.
Well, the Panthers head coach Paul Maurice there with some thoughts on the Game 1 loss last night. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice again. Said he liked how they got to the front of the Boston net, especially early.
Yeah, I thought that was the strength of our game, especially in the first 30 minutes until it went 3-1. We were able to get some chaos in front of our net. And I thought our defense, especially early on, did a great job of getting pucks through into the net. I think we can make a few adjustments on our positioning there to give us just a chance to get to some more rebound chances and things. But that part was probably the strength of our game tonight.
It's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice there talking about getting that traffic to the front of the net. Here is Matthew Tkachuk of the Panthers last night after the game. Some post-game comments, his takeaways from the Game 1 loss in Boston.
Yeah, I mean, it's always difficult playing any team when you're trailing. But I thought start the game actually came with some good energy and then took a couple penalties. They got all the energy and then thought we played really well the rest of the first. And I think as the game went along, I thought we played I don't want to say a solid game, but there were parts of our game that were good, and I feel like they got a little bit better as it got on, especially when you have a 2-goal lead. It's easier to play. You're playing a little bit safer, and they packed it in pretty good on us. But I'm confident in our team, in our game, and seeing a lot of things that I think we can hang with these guys. And I was happy with some parts of our game, and others we can definitely. I thought when we were getting in and using the back of the net and using our points and getting them through, creating havoc at the net front, that's when we were getting some pretty good second and third opportunities. But with saying that, we have to be, I think, a lot better at both ends of the net, both nets, in front of ours and in front of theirs. But it's just, I think that comes down to one-on-one battles and something that we can definitely fix. Some of the puck play was a little choppy. Maybe it was a little bit of nerves, but I think both teams feel the same thing.
Matthew Tkachuk of the Panthers right there. And I think that was the big thing, Alex. The Panthers had enough going there in Game 1, even though they lost, that anything that did go wrong is fixable for game two. They were that close in this one, and that's going to be the case. The margin for error is just that razor thin. We talked about it right out of the gate, right off the top of the show here tonight. But Matthew Tkachuk there with some comments post-game from the loss last night. We'll hear from Paul Maurice and Radko Gudas coming up in just a little bit after the top of the hour. But those were some comments from last night post-game, Alex.
And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the rest of the NHL playoff picture. Doug and I will each give you a series to watch. You do have some series starting this evening. And, of course, it's a great, great time of year with the Stanley Cup playoffs. Our Florida Panthers taking on the Boston Bruins. Panthers did drop game one in Boston 3-1. They'll have a chance to even up the series tomorrow night on AM 790 with a 7 o'clock pregame and a puck drop at 7:30. Keep it locked right here. Florida Panthers playoff special on AM 560 Sports WQAM.
Time for more of the Celsius Energy Drinks Panthers playoff special on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to our Florida Panthers playoff special here on AM 560 Sports WQAM. Alex Dono and Doug Plagans, your Florida Panthers locked up in a big series with the Boston Bruins. Game two is going to be tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. with a 7 o'clock pregame time. That game can be heard on AM 790. And Doug, we wanted to take a look at a couple of other series to watch in these Stanley Cup playoffs. And this first round is always so exciting because so many teams are in the mix and in the dance. I'm a big Eastern Conference guy. I'm a big Atlantic Division guy. And I think that what just started there about midway through the first period of Game 1 could be a pretty epic series in these playoffs. I'm looking at the Tampa Bay Lightning, who, by the way, have just taken a 2-0 lead against the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's such an interesting series, Doug, because, you know, Maple Leafs had the better regular season. Tampa Bay hasn't looked great the last couple of months, but it's so hard to go against their experience, right? All the Stanley Cups, all the Stanley Cup winners that are on that roster, and the Maple Leafs, and they could still come back and win this thing tonight. They were favored to take game one at home ice. They have home ice advantage in this series, but, you know, for Maple Leafs fans, every year it's, is this our year? This is our year, right? And then Tampa Bay is just such a brick wall in this postseason for anybody who goes up against them. They've already got a couple goals in this one with 12 minutes to go in the first period. Belmar scored just a minute 18 into the hockey game. Sorelli just scored to make it 2-0 at the 7:18 mark. So this is a series I'm going to be fascinated by, Doug, because I think a lot of people may have been going in the Leafs direction before this series started, but I never rule out Tampa Bay with what they've been able to do for the last several years.
They know how to dial it in, and the Tampa Bay Lightning, even though they kind of limped to the finish line this year in the National Hockey League standings, they were very so-so by their standards down the stretch. And the other thing is, this was the one series that we knew was coming for a long time. All the other playoff races really took the full 82 games to fully take shape, but Tampa Bay and Toronto meeting in the first round was kind of a foregone conclusion from about December on. So this one was on the radar for a while. This is going to be an interesting one, no doubt about it. I'm going to highlight a different series, but for a similar reason. There's a ton of pressure on the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's something you can't understate. Same thing can be said for the Edmonton Oilers. There's a ton of pressure on them, and they lost in overtime last night to the Los Angeles Kings. So that's why I'm looking at the Oilers and the Kings as a first-round series to keep an eye on outside of this Panthers-Bruins series. But I think it's for that reason. Same reason there's a lot of pressure on Toronto. There's a lot of pressure on Edmonton. The star players that are there, they've had some regular season success, but they haven't been able to get to a cup final with the group that they have. But they played some of the best hockey in the league down the stretch. They made some savvy moves leading up to the deadline, shored up their defense. We'll see if their goaltending can hold up. Stuart Skinner's been good, especially in the latter portion of the season. But L.A., you mentioned experience and the value of it. Anze Kopitar had a huge game last night for L.A. and helped carry them to a victory in Game 1. The Kings are not going to be an easy out. They shored up their goaltending prior to the deadline, but there's a lot of pressure on the Edmonton Oilers, and that's part of the reason I'm keeping an eye on that series.
No doubt about that. We'll put our eye back on the Florida Panthers and Boston Bruins when we return. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to hear from our pal Bill Lindsay, the Blonde Bomber. The Bills are due next hour because Bill Zito is going to be on as well. We're going to hear his segment from Territory Talk. And when we come back, We're going to hear from Paul Maurice and Radko Gudas. Florida Panthers and Boston Bruins will play game two tomorrow night. Panthers will look to even up the series at one in Boston. 7:30 p.m. face-off, 7 o'clock pregame time. The game tomorrow can be heard on AM 790 with Doug and Bill on the call. Kevin Rogers doing the studio hosting for that. Actually, 6:30. Doug, it's an extended pregame tomorrow, right? I should have highlighted that. How about that?
We'll start the local pregame. 7 o'clock, the network pregame. Puck drops shortly after 7:30. Tune to AM 790, and either way, you'll be covered all the way through.
That is a beautiful thing. So we'll hear from Paul Maurice, the head coach, and Radko Gudas when we come back. Florida Panthers playoff special on AM 560 Sports WQAM.
Time for more of the Celsius Energy Drinks Panthers playoff special on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to our Florida Panthers playoff special here on AM 560 Sports WQAM. Alex Dono and Doug Plagans, your Florida Panthers locked up in a big series with the Boston Bruins. Game two is going to be tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. with a 7 o'clock pregame time. That game can be heard on AM 790. And Doug, we wanted to take a look at a couple of other series to watch in these Stanley Cup playoffs. And this first round is always so exciting because so many teams are in the mix and in the dance. I'm a big Eastern Conference guy. I'm a big Atlantic Division guy. And I think that what just started there about midway through the first period of Game 1 could be a pretty epic series in these playoffs. I'm looking at the Tampa Bay Lightning, who, by the way, have just taken a 2-0 lead against the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's such an interesting series, Doug, because you know Maple Leafs had the better regular season. Tampa Bay hasn't looked great the last couple of months, but it's so hard to go against their experience, right? All the Stanley Cups, all the Stanley Cup winners that are on that roster, and the Maple Leafs, and they could still come back and win this thing tonight. They were favored to take Game 1 at home ice. They have home ice advantage in this series, but you know, for Maple Leafs fans, every year it's, is this our year? This is our year, right? And then Tampa Bay is just such a brick wall in this postseason for anybody who goes up against them. They've already got a couple goals in this one with 12 minutes to go in the first period. Belmar scored just a minute 18 into the hockey game. Sorelli just scored to make it 2-0 at the 7:18 mark. So this is a series I'm going to be fascinated by, Doug, because I think a lot of people may have been going in the Leafs direction before this series started, but I never rule out Tampa Bay with what they've been able to do for the last several years.
They know how to dial it in, and the Tampa Bay Lightning, even though they kind of limped to the finish line this year in the National Hockey League standings, they were very so-so by their standards down the stretch. And the other thing is, this was the one series that we knew was coming for a long time. All the other playoff races really took the full 82 games to fully take shape, but Tampa Bay and Toronto meeting in the first round was kind of a foregone conclusion from about December on. So this one was on the radar for a while. This is going to be an interesting one, no doubt about it. I'm going to highlight a different series, but for a similar reason. There's a ton of pressure on the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's something you can't understate. Same thing can be said for the Edmonton Oilers. There's a ton of pressure on them, and they lost in overtime last night to the Los Angeles Kings. So that's why I'm looking at the Oilers and the Kings as a first-round series to keep an eye on outside of this Panthers-Bruins series. But I think it's for that reason. Same reason there's a lot of pressure on Toronto. There's a lot of pressure on Edmonton. The star players that are there, they've had some regular season success, but they haven't been able to get to a cup final with the group that they have. But they played some of the best hockey in the league down the stretch. They made some savvy moves leading up to the deadline, shored up their defense. We'll see if their goaltending can hold up. Stuart Skinner's been good, especially in the latter portion of the season. But L.A., you mentioned experience and the value of it. Anze Kopitar had a huge game last night for L.A. and helped carry them to a victory in Game 1. The Kings are not going to be an easy out. They shored up their goaltending prior to the deadline, but there's a lot of pressure on the Edmonton Oilers, and that's part of the reason I'm keeping an eye on that series.
No doubt about that. We'll put our eye back on the Florida Panthers and Boston Bruins when we return. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to hear from our pal Bill Lindsay, the Blonde Bomber. The Bills are due next hour because Bill Zito is going to be on as well. We're going to hear his segment from Territory Talk. And when we come back, we're going to hear from Paul Maurice and Radko Gudas. Florida Panthers and Boston Bruins will play Game 2 tomorrow night. Panthers will look to even up the series at 1 in Boston. 7:30 p.m. face-off, 7 o'clock pregame time. The game tomorrow can be heard on AM 790 with Doug and Bill on the call. Kevin Rogers doing the studio hosting for that. Actually, 6:30. Doug, it's an extended pregame tomorrow, right? I should have highlighted that. How about that?
We'll start the local pregame. 7 o'clock, the network pregame. Puck drop shortly after 7:30. Tune to AM 790, and either way, you'll be covered all the way through.
That is a beautiful thing. So we'll hear from Paul Maurice, the head coach, and Radko Gudas when we come back. Florida Panthers playoff special on AM 560 Sports WQAM.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.